Moose 92.9 KKIA scouting report is in the books as we continue to lead into playoff football. Class 1A second round matchup from Lake City. Ridgeview playing at South Central Calhoun. Tanner Hoops will again have the call of Raptors football tonight. Ryan Thompson here in the pregame getting together with Ridgeview coach Jeff DeHaan. And rewinding, first of all, Jeff, congratulations on a first-round win on Wednesday at Avoca. Great effort by the guys.
Yeah, it was. We put together a pretty good game plan, and then the kids just executed to a T. We played a solid offense, defense, special teams. Give the credit to the kids. We knew it was going to be one of those type of games with the weather being the way it was, and the kids executed to a T.
28-0. Let's start with the defense. You allowed less than 200 yards, had two takeaways. You said reading keys would be critical with their multi-headed running attack. You obviously did that and then some.
Yeah, we just had to make sure that we are lined up properly before the ball is snapped. And the kids do a really good job of getting their nose in the scouting report and watching film on the teams that we play. So when we do those things pre-snap, it just gives us the ability to go out and play free and run to the football.
Ryan Kugel, as he often does, led the way with 15 tackles, and he ran for 150 yards and three touchdowns, and his 68-yarder on your second drive of the game, that really set your offense in motion.
It was a huge momentum boost for us. You get give credits for the offensive line, get him through there, and then Jackson Graff threw a huge block. It got two guys down, which sprung him for that 68 yards. So just kind of the momentum shifted to our side, and we never let it go.
Talking about a block there, how about a blocked punt that Braden Else pulled off, instrumental in setting up your second touchdown in the second quarter, and then you score again before halftime, up 21-0 at that point, definitely feeling good.
Yeah, we talked about it as coach stuff. You just need to get up quickly on these guys, and with their type of offense and the weather, it'd be tough for them to come back, and that's exactly what we did. Like I said, give credit to the kids. The kids are the ones that playing the game, and they played it well.
And now on to second-round action, taking on a South Central Calhoun team, winners of District 7, another team with three, four guys that can run the ball, Jeff, really balanced as far as individual rushing yards go.
Oh, yeah, they have a nice team. They got a number three, I believe it's Case. It's the coach's kid that can just flat-out fly. So we definitely need to keep track of him and understand exactly where he is and where he's lined up defensively. So offensively, just need to keep pounding the rock, and then obviously throwing it as well. So if we can stay balanced, we're going to be in pretty good shape.
So their defense, what'd you say their strengths are?
They're very big. They got some big guys and they're very fast. I would almost say they're almost just like identical to what we do. So, they play a base front for a 40 front. So, we just need to be able to control the line of scrimmage just like any game. But when you get into these rounds of the playoffs, you're gonna play some pretty good football teams.
They have a few guys that can catch the ball as well, and Derek Henkenny is their quarterback. Very good completion percentage and doesn't make too many mistakes.
No, he's very elusive too. He's definitely a dual threat quarterback. He can run it and he can throw it. So, but we've seen a lot of that in our district this year too. So it's nothing new to us.
Yeah, there's not much you haven't seen in your district, as we've talked time and time again, how rock solid it is. And Jeff, with this second short turnaround leading into a second round Monday game, what's the plan for the team Thursday leading up to game time?
Just getting our team fresh. Just making sure we're fresh Monday night and we're ready to go on fresh legs, fresh bodies. And, just making sure that, once again, making sure we're in good alignment pre-snap and understanding on the offensively what they like to do to us when they like to blitz. And I think what's going to be important, again, is getting winning the first and second down, both offensively and defensively, and making sure that we give ourselves a great opportunity to succeed.
Those are the words of Ridgeview coach Jeff DeHaan. Thanks, as always, for the time, Jeff, and good luck.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you.
And we'll have the kickoff momentarily from Lake City, Class 1A playoff football, second round, Ridgeview at South Central Calhoun. It's being broadcast on the Moose 92.9 and StormLakeRadio.com.